everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon Podcast. We are doing another quick weekend episode, and we're going to talk about what we're calling the clip of the week. And that is coming out of the lovely state of Michigan, where Alyssa Slotkin apparently had someone campaigning for her. His name is, I think it's like, he's a brat, something, Tom Brat, something, Bratton. Is that what it is? I've got Kyle Olson from the Midwesterner here with me to chat about it. Is it Tom Bratton?
Yes. Yeah, he is her representative in northern Michigan, which is traditionally a very Republican part of the state. And he was making an appearance, and he said some choice things about Republicans.
So listen to this. So you guys can listen to it for yourselves. Here it is.
I know a lot of the nonsense. Right. I know a lot of the nonsense. You know what? To be honest, I grew up in a Republican family. And probably a lot of people in this area grew up in the Republican families. Grew up in a time when the Republican Party might have been hell for you. You know, it's sick right now. They've got a cult leader. I was happy not to be part of that cult. So right now the Democratic Party is holding the democracy banner, and that's pretty cool.
So I think this is Alyssa Slotkin's basket of deplorables moment, because she's got a guy in northern Michigan where it's like truly Trump country. I mean, Jesse, if you were there, you would be right. It's Trump country up there. And he calls Republicans sick, and he says they're in a cult and they're following a cultist.
Right. And what's significant, I think, beyond what the crazy things that he says, is that this is in 2016, Misaukee County, where he made this statement, was literally the most Republican voting county in the state. 74% of the people there voted for Donald Trump. And then in 2020, where a lot of things were closer than they were in 2016, or not as good as they were in 2016, he actually increased his vote to 76%. So this idea that this guy is going to go to Misaukee County and he's going to, you know, ridicule the Republicans as sick and a cult, and that Donald Trump is a cult leader, I'm just thinking is not going to go over very well. But in addition to that, I think one of the significant things here is that Alyssa Slotkin has sort of, she's postured as bipartisan, as moderate, as a centrist. And yet this is the sort of statement that's coming out of her campaign. And it sort of, it seems like it's just sort of flying in the face of that.
Because they hate anybody who is a Republican right now. And if you have anything to do with Trump, they absolutely hate you. And let's be honest, people can try to distance themselves from Trump. He is the Republican Party's nominee for president. If you are a Republican, you sure as heck better be supporting Donald Trump. And so if you are an independent and you are considering what's going on between the two parties and you look at the Democrats right now and you go, man, they've got him in court. They're doing all these horrible things to him. We've got this illegal alien problem. And in Northern Michigan, we have a sex trafficking problem that is connected to the illegal alien problem. And she's got somebody up there talking to people in one of the reddest areas of the state of Michigan, and they're trashing Republicans. I mean, how tone deaf are these people, and will this stuff matter when it comes to Election Day?
Well, I think it goes to show she can posture as a centrist or a moderate or bipartisan. She wants to work with people, but if this is what they're saying when they think the cameras aren't on, I think it just it shows their hypocrisy and it shows what they really believe. So
let me get to that, because you said when they think the cameras aren't on. And just so for people who are listening or watching this, this guy is on camera. And so when you're campaigning, a lot of people may not know this. If you are a candidate, the other side generally sends what they call a tracker to track you, essentially. And they follow you around and they take videos of you and they yell things out and they try to get you to say crazy things to them and respond to their attacks. They are essentially attacking you. It's like this, what do you call it? Ambush journalism, where they go in and they sit down and they try to get you on film so that they can release something crazy that you said. And so this guy was likely tracking Tom Bratton and caught him saying this. And the fact of the matter is, the reason people do this is because that's how you really feel. If you're willing to go to your constituents and say, hey, we hate Republicans. We think they are sick. I mean, the guy even goes, yeah, my family used to be Republicans. It's like, thank goodness I didn't get on that train. I mean, essentially, that's what he's saying. He's thanking his lucky stars that he didn't get converted into this by his own family. How he's willing to trash his own family. That's how sick these Democrats are. But the thing that I think is beautiful about the whole tracker situation is that, Kyle, after you posted this, I have to pull this up because I think it's so funny. After you posted this, we started to get these people that were like, oh my gosh, you've got to see how bad Alyssa Slotkin really is. So Alyssa Slotkin, apparently, when she was campaigning for Congress, she had a tracker. And so in this article that is on the Spectator, they come out and they say, she's on video. This tracker gets her on video. And in the video, it says Slotkin is seen leaving a political forum in July of 2018 as the tracker asks her whether she plans to join the Medicare for All caucus. When Slotkin finally gets to her car, she looks pointedly into the camera and says, how are Sloan and Leroy? The tracker's like totally shocked, right? The tracker goes, how do you know my dog's names? Slotkin just closes the door. So this guy's totally freaked out, trying to figure out, is this from somebody he just started dating? How did he start dating someone who was actually on her team? And then he's like, you have to remember, this is someone who is ex-CIA. Slotkin is ex-CIA. She makes this comment, how twisted is it to take your power and some young guy, well, we don't know how old he is, but I assume most of these trackers are young kids, is following you around, asking you questions, and you're so threatened by this kid, you researched him, and then you literally threatened him on the campaign trail.
Right. It's crazy. And these trackers, you know, a lot of them, they're not real experienced, and so they kind of fumble through it, and they ask these questions, and they don't, you know, most of the time, they don't really get anything. But the fact that she knew this guy's dog's names, that's chilling. And
they're kids. They're kids. Like, we had a tracker, and I would probably be in the opposite category of Alyssa Slotkin, because we befriended our tracker, even though he didn't really want to be our friend, but we like got to know him. We're like, oh, you're with these people every day. Everywhere you go, this person is there. So instead of thinking like, I'm going to just brutalize this kid and be mean to him. Found out he has, we actually grew up in the same hometown. Like we knew a lot of the same things. He wasn't a very good tracker after that. He didn't do a lot of bad things to us. But instead of befriending this kid, she threatened him.
Yeah. I think it's a story that's not gotten a lot of attention, but it goes to, I think, sort of her character and that she's willing to do anything to win. And so I think that's indicative or it indicates, you know, what could be coming for whoever the Republican candidate is or whoever, you know, whether it's the Midwesterner or whoever is willing to, you know, stand up to her and expose her record. These might be the things that are coming and, you know, so be it. But I think what it really is exposing is that she is a partisan Democrat. She's not a centrist. She's not moderate. She's not. She tries to be bipartisan, but she's not. And this video clip demonstrates that. The story about the tracker demonstrates that.
So they hate, just to recap, they hate Republicans. They think that we're all in a cult and they think that we're sick. She also is someone who threatens people on the campaign trail. And like I said, likely a young person. I don't know how old this guy was, but the trackers are generally pretty young. So think about your 18-year-old going around and trying to get involved in the political process. And the ex-CIA candidate threatens their dogs. I mean, this is like horse in the bed, horse head in the bed kind of stuff. That's how sick this woman is. And let us not forget, this is also the woman that signed an NDA so information couldn't come out about the CCP operation here in Green Township, the supposed battery factory that's coming in with connections to the CCP. And again, ex-CIA, who knows what her connection is to China? Who knows what that actually means that she's willing to cover up for China? But for all I know, she's Swalwell and she's hooking up with some chick or dude from China as well. Who knows?
That's possible. That is possible. But she,
it is, I mean, but, I don't want to gender anybody, but
it's a good point. I think that, she signed an NDA to keep this Chinese company's secrets and not disclose them to Michigan taxpayers. And she's the media has sort of let her skate on that, but it can't be said enough that what she did was she signed a non-disclosure agreement to learn about the company. And when you sign the NDA, you promise to keep the company's secrets and not disclose what the company's going to do, what it's going to do with the property, what it's going to do with the money, how it conducts its business. She signed away her ability to tell the Michigan taxpayers that information.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Kyle Olson from the Midwesterner, thank you for joining me for this quick minute so that we could update all of you out there on Alyssa Slotkin. Hey, Alyssa, consider yourself exposed. You're on our radar. We will be coming back to you and making sure everybody knows the truth about you and your guys that are out there on the road calling us sick and cult members. Alyssa Slotkin, you've been exposed. We'll be back. Make sure you tune in again to the Tudor Dixon podcast. Thanks for tuning in today. Check out the TudorDixonPodcast.com or head over to your iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you join us next time on the Tudor Dixon podcast. Have a blessed day.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's Framebridge.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.